Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamis Bemheim Abiz. We're holding on the Banim of Bemheim and Aleph, three lines in the Banim. Says the Gemara that Shochu Leibne Bemichsil Rabba, they sent the following Shaila to Rabba. Misha Chetzi Eved Vechetzi Ben Chayrin, Haba Abbas Yisrael Mahu. If you have a Chetzi Eved, a person who was originally owned by two Jewish masters, one of them freed the Eved, so now he's a Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chayrin, and he lives with a Jewish woman. What's the status of the child? Is the child a Mamzer or not? The Maisa, he's half an Eved, he's half a guy, so maybe that should make the child into a Mamzer. So Amar Lei, Rabbi responded, Hash the Eved Kulay Amrin and Kasher. Even by a full Eved, we paskin that the Eved is Kasher, that the child is Kasher. Even a full Eved cannot create a Mamzer. So Chetziam Yibai, so all the more so, if he's only a Chetzi Eved, it's not going to create a Mamzer. However, Amar Rav Yosef, Mara Dishmaitza Manu, who's the Mara Dishmaitza who says that an Eved does not create a Mamzer? It's Rav Yehuda. V'amar Rav Yehuda, Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayrin Abba Abbas Yisrael, Oysa Evlad, Ein Leitakana. Even though Rav Yehuda says that a full Mamzer doesn't create a full Eved does not create a Mamzer, a half Eved, he says, the child is Ein Leitakana, the child's a Mamzer. So says the Gemara, no, you misunderstood Rav Yehuda. Kiyit Mar Rav Yehuda, Kugoyin Dekadish Bas Yisrael. That Rav Yehuda was talking about a specific case where the Chetzi Eved married the Bas Yisrael, so he's half freed. So Lamaisa, the condition is to a certain extent is Taifes, and the lady is considered an Eishas Ish. The Mela comes out, and Nimsa, Tzad Avdu Shabai Mishtamish Be'eishas Ish. It's not just a Chetzi Eved that's living with a Jewish woman, it's a Chetzi Eved that's living with a married woman. That's why the child's a Mamzer. However, ask the Gemara, does a guy who lives with a married woman make a mamzer? V'amri nardai, mishmeid Rav Yaakov, l'divriya paisa paisa filu bepnuya, l'divriya machshir, machshir filu be'eshes ish. There's no difference between whether the woman's married or not. If you hold a guy creates a mamzer, the guy creates a mamzer even if the Jewish woman is single. And if you hold a guy does not create a mamzer, so then the guy does not create a mamzer even if the woman is married. So how could you say that there's a difference between whether he married her or not? Even if he married her, and she's now some level of an eshes ish, so now the tzad avdu shabai is being mishtamish be'eshes ish, so what? If Rav Yehuda shita is that an eved doesn't create a mamzer, so then even by eshes ish it doesn't create a mamzer. Now just agav, the Gemara just speaks out that what's the machlekes about whether or not an eved creates a mamzer or not? What's that machlekes based off of? Says the Gemara, ushneim lamdu alu me'eshes av. Everyone learns it out from the isser of eshes av, which is juxtaposed next to the halacha of mamzer, the pasuk that describes a mamzer. So we learn from there that a mamzer is created from any relationship that's like eshes av. So man, the pasuk savar ma'ishes av loytafsiba kedushin of lan mamzer av kol loytafsiba kedushin of lan mamzer. Just the be'ishes av, the kedushin's not taifes, but the person's eishes av, and the mamel, the child's a mamzer. So to any time kedushin's not taifes, like by a guy or an eved, the child's also going to be a mamzer. However, man, the machshir savar the ma'ishes av loyidei loytafsiba kedushin lachrini tafsiba kedushin. By eishes av, it's true kedushin's not taifes with him, but kedushin's taifes with other jiyanin in the world. Lafuki ayvi kechavim ve'eved loytafsiba kedushin klal. By an Eved Kochavim and an Eved, Kedushin is not Taifis with any Yid, and Mamela, it's not similar to Eishes Av. Ella says the Gemara, so going back to explain Rav Yehuda now, Rav Yehuda says that a full Eved does not create a Mamzer, how could half an Eved create a Mamzer? Says the Gemara, Alakiyam and Rav Yehuda, Kogain Shabal Eishes Ish. Then not that he married her and then was Baal her. Rather, we're talking about a case where the Chetzi Eved was with someone else's Eishes Ish, someone else's wife. So that's already a problem. Not because of the Tzad Avdi Shabai, because the Tzad Avdi Shabai wouldn't create a Mamzer even by an Eishes Ish, but it comes out, V'nim Tzad Cheir Shabai Mishnamish Be'eishes Ish. It's because he also has a side of him that's freed. He's a Chetzi Ben Chayrin. And that side of him is living with an Eishes Ish, that's when the child's a Mamzer. Amar Avina Amar Li Rav Gaza that Iklu Rav Yosi Bar Avin La'aser and Yosi Bar Avin came to visit our town. Vava Ovde Bepnuya Va'achsher Beishes Ish Upasel. He was machsher the child by a penuya by a Oyvik Kochavim who was with a penuya, and he passed the child. He held that the child's a mamzer by an Eishes Ish. Not like what we said before that if you hold that the child is kasher, it's kasher even by Eishes Ish. However, Amar Rav Sheishes that Ladidi Amar Li Rav Gaza that Loi Rav Yosi Bar Avin Hava El Rav Yosi Bar Bizvida Hava. You got the names wrong, and also you got the din wrong. Va'achsher it's kosher even by Neshes Ish. The child's still going to be kosher. It's not going to be a mamzer, like we said before. If you hold that the child's kosher, it's kosher even by Neshes Ish. Amar le Rav Acha, b'rei de Rabbi le Ravina. Nadikla Mimer La'asrin, a Mimer came to visit our town, Va'achshar Beim Ibniya Beim Beish Ish. He also was Machshar even by an Ish Ish. V'Hilchasa, if Balam Loin, Allah is Oyvik Chavim, V'Evin Abba Bas Yisrael, Vlad Kasher. The child's going to be Kasher, Beim Ibniya Beim Beish Ish. And that's true even by an Ish Ish. Rav Ha'achshar, the Rav Mari Barach, Lumani Be'Pursi Debavel. So that's the Gemara story, that Rav Mari Barach was actually born from a Rachel, his mother, who was together with a guy. So Rav held that Rav Mari was considered kosher. He was actually Rav Mari by Rachel. Umani b'Porsi d'Bavel, and he even appointed him to be a Porsi d'Bavel, which means like a gabai, the gabai in Bavel. Va'afo gav d'Amar Mar Shlem Tasa Malach Amela. Kol Mesim Moishat Nesem. Al Yuel Mikarav Achicha. Even though there's a din that when you give a person a position of authority, you should give it only to someone who has the status of Karav Achicha. We learn from here, Lamashal, that a ger is not allowed to be appointed into one of these positions because it's not called Karav Achicha, being that his parents are Goyim. So still says Rava that no, that hi, this person, Rav Mari, came into Imay Yisrael, Mikarav Achicha Karinan Bey, even though it's true his father's a guy, but Lamaisa, his mother was Rachel, and Mamela, he's still called Karav Achicha, and he can be appointed the Gabbai. That there was an Eved of Rav Chiya bar Ami that for whatever reason he wanted to be together with a certain non-Jewish woman, and he had her go to the mikveh first for her nidus, even though he's a guy, he's not really known nafkamina. But Maya said that's what he did. Now it happens to be that this lady, this Ayvedes Kechavim, was in the middle of converting. She had interest in converting. She hadn't yet gone to the mikveh. Now she went to the mikveh, but it wasn't really l'shem geirus, it was l'shem nida. Amar Rav Yosef v'chilna l'achshurei bo v'berta. I could say that she's kosher, she can marry a Jew, she's considered Jewish, and even the daughter that she had with this Eved is kosher. Ba is k'drav Asi, dam Rav Asi, milay tavlo nidaisa. Ba, we could be machshur because we could go like Rav Asi, who said that even by a geirus, which was put into question, that the Tefillah was put into question, that Lamaisa, if the person went to the mikvah for nidus, so that's good enough. So here too also, she went for nidus, that's going to be good enough. And Bibarta, even though she's Jewish and she was together with an Eved, but her child is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, and this is where Rav Asi actually said his din that we just mentioned before, that there was a certain story that there was a person that people were making fun of him, they were calling him the son of a Gaya, because the mother's conversion was being put into question, that maybe she didn't really go to the mikvah. However, what do you mean? Everyone knows she went to the mikvah for her nidas, but Mela, there's nothing to worry about. And similar story, this time it wasn't the mother who had the chashashis, it was the father. They were saying that his father never went to the mikvah. And Amr Beishuv and Levi, Mila Tavel Akiriyai, what are you talking about? He went to the mikvah first to Maskari, and that's going to be good enough.